Hey, is it John?
Yeah,
Hey, John, sorry about that. I'm Charlie. Daisy was trying to transfer you over, but for some reason I couldn't hear you when you got transferred over to me there. I apologize.
no worries.
Awesome. I know you guys were talking about the first page placements of Google for Dynasty Pavers and Design. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all or anything like that?
Yeah, kind of curious to understand how you could place me first. And I'm sure you're calling the other companies, so how would you place all of us in first? And then also like the price for the different packages you offer.
Sure. Yeah. So actually, we're only able to work with one company per industry per area. So we're not able to work with other companies who do what you do. That's just a strict rule with Google, and with us being a Google channel partner, we cannot cross that rule. If we do, we can lose our contract. So once we do fill the listing, we close out that category, and we do not work with any of your competitors. That way you don't share your position with anybody at the same time. You won't share your customers because it's going to be a direct call service into you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We do a couple of different deals here as well. Do you have anything set up for your company, like a Facebook page or Google listing or websites, anything like that?
Yeah, I have all that. I have Facebook, Instagram, Google listing. I have Google page.
Perfect.
I have all that.
Perfect. Okay. So what we do is we just make sure to program that Google page to the first page placements of Google for all the services you provide. And then we run a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So now anybody that searches your services, we're able to put Dynasty Pavers and Design on their Facebook feed, and then they can just click to call you directly from either platform. Okay.
My question is,
sure.
Would it be an issue if my page is hosted by GoDaddy? It's not a WordPress page.
Oh, your website?
Yeah.
No, that's not an issue that is hosted by GoDaddy. We're programming the Google Business Profile itself. So that way you show up on the first page of that map section. So your website's already going to be linked to that Google Business Profile. So that's going to be showcased on that first page with it.
Got it.
Okay. And then everything that we do here, we don't charge you per lead, per call, per job. It's always set at a flat rate month to month. So whether you guys receive 20 calls in a month or 100 calls, it always stays at that flat rate. For you being an established business for 10 years, we do have a little bit of credit. It comes down to a reduced rate for you. It comes down to just $249 month to month. There is a one-time setup fee that comes in with our programming. It is $99. So the first month is $348, but then it's $249 month to month after that, no contracts.
And then how does it work? That's just your fee. And then in terms of, that has nothing to do with my Google campaign and whatever I'm paying there.
Right. That has nothing to do with that. This is going to be for that map section to populate you organically. We do a retargeting campaign through Facebook, but we do allocate $100 from the $249 to that. We allocate the $100 from that to your Facebook campaign. So you don't have to pay anything extra. We take that on for you. So that way you always just have to budget for your $249 month to month. That way it never fluctuates for you as well.
And you said no contract.
Yes, sir. So we don't lock you into a 3, 6, 12-month contract. We are a performance-based company. So we want to earn your business each and every month. We set up a tracking system for you. So that way you get to track your campaign with us with the Google Business Profile and the Facebook retargeting campaign. So if you ever did want to cancel the service with us, you do not pay like an early termination fee or a pause or cancellation penalty of any sort. The only thing we ask is that you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but at the end of the day, like I said, there's no early termination fees. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. So if you felt like you weren't getting that premium service, you have every right to cancel whenever you would like.
And how would I see So, for example, let's say today, I want to go and do that with you guys.
Okay.
First, do you guys have a local office I can go into and complain or ask, like, you know, what's going on? Are you guys really doing something? And the second thing, would I be able to see where I am right now in terms of Google search and later where I am after we start working together?
So for your first question, we do set up, I mean, we don't have an office that you, we have an office, but it's not a local office to you to go into. We do have phone numbers here. We have two that is mainly for you. It's going to be, one is going to be my number here with my direct extension. So you can always get a hold of me here if that ever needed to happen for me to push something. And two, you actually work hand in hand with my tech team, which we give you that customer support line. So anytime you do call in, you always will get a live agent with my tech team to make sure that whatever you want to change, update, take off, add, that they do that right then and there for you so they can put that into play. As of right now, when you're looking at where you're listed on Google, it's not going to say, hey, you know, you're on the second page here, and then we've bumped you up three spots. I mean, you would just have to do that on your own listing, but you would be able to see where you're ranking once you do go with us. We would provide that with that tracking system where you get to see your ranking in there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
As of right now, let me see. Let me give you kind of like a estimate of like where you're at.
And you're not working with any Interlocking Favors company already from the Bay Area?
No. So that's why Daisy was reaching out to you. Once we find our company, we have to close out the category. So that's why she did reach out to you for that. Do you have a Google Business profile? Yeah, you do. It's just, I put something else on. I'm sorry. So right now, just like in the Martinez area, let's see here.
So I don't know where it's showing that my business is located, but it's supposed to be San Ramon. It's showing Martinez.
Yeah, the business address shows the 1035 Arlington Way, Martinez, California, 34553.
Yeah, I'll have to, it's not supposed to be showing that. I'll have to look at my account when I get to the office.
Okay. Is that, is that your home address or no?
That was my, back in like 3 years ago home address.
Okay, so you updated that. Okay. Let me see here.
Supposed to be
San Ramon. Okay.
It makes a huge difference, right, in terms of...
Sure does. Yep, it sure
marketing.
Does. Yeah, because it goes based off of your location, and then it kind of goes out from there. So, I mean, if you're in San Ramon, then, you know, you want to be placed...
It's not a problem if we go from Martinez and, like, a 15 to 20 mile radius, I'll still be good.
Sure. Sure.
I'll still get the areas I want to cover.
Okay.
I just don't know why it's not showing my San Ramon.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
So as of right now, like, you're not populating on the first page of Google. So you're definitely going to be able to see that ranking within the 30 to 45 days that all the services that you provide is going to be on that first page placements of Google for every service that you provide. So that's how you'll be able to track everything. As of right now, just for like, let's see here. Yeah. So you'd be able to see like where you're ranking and then where you're at, because like I said, you're not on that first page placements. But again, it could be because of the address change as well. But let me just make sure for you that is on there.
No, because if it didn't change, that address has been there for a while, like over 5 years.
Okay.
Because if it didn't change to my new one, then it's just been on that one.
So
it wouldn't be ranked wherever I would be ranked. It has nothing to do with how much I would spend on my own of marketing, right?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter how much you spend. When you start spending your own on marketing, like if you're doing the Google AdWords campaign, that's going to come up as a sponsorship. That's going to come above the map section. That's a cost per click. So typically those are a lot more higher because every time somebody clicks on your advertisement, you get charged through Google for that. With this, it's showing up on the local map section. So it's an unlimited call service. So now anytime that somebody searches pavers in my area, you would be able to be on that local map section, that first page where they can just click to call you directly from there. And that's why that stays at a flat rate for you, because we're always programming you consistently to make sure that you're populating for the most popular search terms in your area.
And after we go forward with it, how long does it take for that to happen?
Yeah, so 30 to 45 days you would populate on that first page placements of Google. That's when you're going to start to see the maximum results. Now, you already have a Google business profile, so I've seen it done faster within 15 to 20 days, but at the end of the day, I like to just say the 30 to 45 days because I like to under-promise and over-deliver. If we can do it before that, that's very standard for a Google business. For a Google channel partner to do it within 30 to 45 days. But that's why we do lean on those Facebook retargeting campaigns so we can get the quick hitters. That's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days.
And you said that there's nothing I need to sign, right? There's no contract.
There's no contract, sir. Yeah, I even say it in the voice recording. It's month-to-month pricing. That voice recording, that gives you the pricing structure. That does get sent to you in writing. So even if we do raise our prices, or hopefully inflation does not keep to go up, but if it does, you will be locked in at that $249 rate month to month. You would never have to pay the higher premium. Yes, sir.
And what kind of information are you going to need from me?
Yeah, so you would just add us on as a manager for the Google and the Google and the Facebook. It's just telling Google and Facebook, hey, Local Splash is helping you with this. And then it's basically telling them that we're working for you on this manner. Yeah, we don't need like your we're not going to get like your username and passwords or anything like that. We don't take those. We just walk you through that step of just adding us on as a manager, and that's all.
Okay.
And all the other stuff I'm doing, for I don't have to change, like the, because right now I'm doing the blog posts and, you know, like.
You can continue with that. Yeah.
Certain things to rank higher on my SEO. I've been doing that stuff. Just really.
So we would take care of the Google business profile for the SEO so you can start to rank higher. We would take care of that for you. But if you want to continue with your blog post, if you want to run out a campaign and do like Google ads, you can do that as well. That we're not going to stop you from doing that. We would just help you rank higher on that local section and then retarget those people on Facebook so that way you get the best results there.
Yeah, I would like to try it, but then could you send me an email with the information about your business? I know you guys are legit, and I know
100%. What's a good email address?
dynastypavers@gmail.com.
Okay, dynastypavers. Just dynastypavers@gmail.com, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're, you could actually look us up as well. So we're Local Splash. We're actually down south from you. We're located in Fountain Valley, California.
Uh-huh.
So we're in Orange County. So if you actually look us up on Google, we have over 950 reviews on a 4.2 out of 5-star rating. And we've been in business for about 20 years. Well, we're going on our 20th year this year.
Yeah, no, I'd like to try, I just make sure we don't have a contract.
Then put it in writing right here. Yep. Here we go. And it's John Paul, correct? Your last name's Paul?
My last name is Ferreira. John Paul is still my first.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. John Paul. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. I sent you that email, so you have it right there for the pricing structure. It'll state the price right there for $249 month-to-month with a one-time setup fee of $99. It also says in there, in black bold letters, no contracts. And then it has the full breakdown of everything that we are going to do for you with the Google listing, the Facebook retargeting campaign. We do place you on other search results like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple, just in case somebody does a search off of Google. We still want to make sure that you are able to acquire those.
I have a Yelp page as well.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. We're just going to make sure that everything lines up correctly. If you have that already, that's awesome. But we're just going to make sure that everything is going solid with it too, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, like I said, we do build out that platform for you so that way you can track everything. It's a tracking system. It's called our dashboard. I do set that up with you. I give you a username and password to log into, and then that's when you're going to be able to track everything from the Google business profile all the way down to the Facebook retargeting campaigns, and you can see the traffic coming in from there, and it'll show you how many like leads are coming in and everything like that as well, okay?
And if we did 20-mile radius, that's not a problem.
20 mile, you're up to 50-mile radius if you really want to go that far. So 20-mile radius is no problem for us. If you want to expand out, let us know and we can push you there. Even if you want to target specific cities and zip codes, I can do that as well for you too. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So now question on the Google business profile, because I know the 1035 Arlington Way was an old address. Do you want us to change it to the new address?
I just don't want it to be a problem where they'll ask. So what I did, because I wanted to be San Ramon area, I
yeah.
got one of those, what do they call? I forget the name, but it's like an address that is a cloud address kind of thing.
Oh,
it's
a virtual address?
It's a virtual address, but it's at a Staples facility. So it's through staples.com, and I'm able to get mail and everything there, but I don't know if I'm able to do that whole video to prove to Google that it's an address.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you can do that. Like, when they do the video verification, they're going to be like, I don't know.
Yeah, so you have Staples. Yeah, so I got that address because most of my work are in that area, and I wanted the customers, my marketing to work better for me.
Okay.
But, so I don't know if we should change it.
I personally would just keep it the way it's at right now for you. It doesn't show on the Google business profile. Your address is hidden, so it's not like your customers Yeah, which is good. It's not like your customers can see that you're out of Ramon, you're in Martinez. So it's fine that way, but I think you would run into a whole lot of trouble with getting re-verified if you moved it to that address with the Staples address for sure.
Yeah, and I worked with a company before, like 3 years ago, and I had like 7-8 Google reviews, and they did some stuff that even my reviews got removed.
No way. Okay.
Yeah, and I can't get it back. They're all like 5-star reviews.
Yeah, you can't. As soon as that Google listing comes down and they take it off, like you have to basically start from scratch again.
Yeah, so I wouldn't want to mess with that.
Okay.
And the ranking, so you're saying like get it on that first page. How many people are on that first page? I don't even know. Like 7?
It's a handful. Let's see. It depends on the area you're in, but typically it could range anywhere from 10 to 15 customers on that first page, or not customers, business owners on that first page placements of Google. So that's where 90% of the traffic starts and stops is on that first page.
And could you tell me, like, based on the business I do in the 20-mile radius of Martinez, when you search, who comes up?
Yeah. I mean, just in Martinez alone, you have County Query Products, you have Kodak, Vince's, Bayside Pavers, Geo, Tri-City, Concrete, you got Build Tech Inc., Brightview. I mean, that's just a handful of them right here on that first page placement. So
let's make sure, I don't know if that makes a difference to you.
Sure.
But let's make sure we put me in the right category. I don't know if that matters, because out of all those companies, the only one that does what I do is Bayside.
Okay.
So I don't do concrete work. I do interlocking pavers. So hardscape work, like artificial turf, interlocking pavers, retaining walls. And out of all of those, the only one that does what I do is Bayside. The rest are like cement or asphalt. So I don't know if you can
perfect.
Go on my website and see a little bit of what I do, but I don't know if that really matters. Anyway.
Yeah, it's just like, so sometimes like these guys will put in, because I see like some of them actually sell like, you know, bricking and stuff like that. So what they'll do is they'll take like industries like yourself and they'll place their keywords on there, even though they don't do those jobs, but they want to be able to sell to like, they want to be able to be like, well, that kind of fits the right category. Maybe when somebody calls us, we can tell them like we do X, Y, and Z for them as well. So, I definitely understand hardscaping for you for sure. Retaining walls, perfect. I want to make sure you have that on there as well. See. Okay. You also do outdoor lighting, is that correct?
No, let's just, I can email you back when you email me. Just, let's stick with interlocking pavers, driveway, interlocking pavers, patio, interlocking pavers, walkway.
Patio, walkway, driveway.
Yeah, driveway, concrete pavers, driveway pavers. Let's focus on that, because lighting is like very little of my work, and I don't want me to pop up with lighting for a lot
lighting.
Of people.
Lighting, yeah.
You
want it to be worth your while. No, I get it. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, I have those there, so I'm going to let my tech team know about this, so that way they can program you for those, and that way you pop up for that stuff there for all the stuff. And you do, I want to say, you do amazing work. I'm on your website, and you got some pretty nice driveways that you've done here.
Thank you. And I'm a small business, so you know a little bit about me. Because I know you do this for a living, but I'm a small business.
Yeah.
And just make it a little more personal, I am about to have a baby girl, and I work really hard at my own business and trying
nice.
To make people. I'm struggling getting quality leads.
Okay.
So if you could help me, of course, I'm paying, but I would be very, very thankful as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So that's what we're going to help you with. We're just going to help you get where those customers are searching for your services, so that way you get the quality customers, right? And that's why this is a lot. Sorry, go ahead. You're breaking up a little bit.
I never get recant leads, so that would be.
What was that one more time? You were breaking up. Sorry.
I never get organic leads, so that would be good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, it's just because, like I said, a lot of these guys, they try to put themselves on these things, and they might not even offer what you offer just because they're saying like, oh, well, instead of you doing interlocking paving, we can just pave your driveway for you. You see what I'm saying? So we want to make sure that you soak up those customers and place you in the right areas that you want to be found in. So I definitely have that. My tech team reaches out to you. We do what's called an onboarding call for you as well. So you work hand in hand with them to make sure that, hey, this is something that is correct. They're going to verify before they publish everything to make sure that you're being found on the first page for all the services that you provide, along with those Facebook retargeting campaigns as well. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, with this, I know you
said I'll be able to give them the, you mean?
Yeah, you'll be able to give them they'll actually call you. I set up a onboarding call with you and them. I would probably do it for tomorrow just because we're booked out for the rest of the day today. But they will call you tomorrow at a set time that I can book it with you. And then you guys work hand in hand. You could say, hey, this is what I want to target. I give them a general idea as well. I'll write all this stuff down and send it over to them. But you can brainstorm with them and say, hey, can I target this area? I have 20 miles, but if you want to give some good cities and zip codes that you want to be found in, by all means, it's customizable to you. So you can let them know and they can put that down for you as well.
Okay.
What's your last name again?
Ferreira. F like Frank. E-R-R-E-I-R-A.
Ferreira. Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. And then, are you still located at the Arlington Way or you moved out of there?
I moved out of there.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then, awesome. So I have everything set for you there. How would you like to secure first month's payment, John Paul? Would you like to do that with a business credit card, a debit card?
I'll pay you guys with a business credit card.
But okay.
Please send me, let me look into your business first and then, and I'm driving. And
okay.
I can call or if there's a link, I can go to the link and pay. I don't know how you have it.
Yeah, so you could call us. I could set up a meeting back with you. Do you want me to do that later on today? Do you want to do that tomorrow? And then, because if you do it through our website, you're not going to get the credits. It's just going to charge out for $5.99 month to month with a $2.99 setup fee, and I don't want that. I want to be able to give you the $2.49 month to month with the $99 setup fee there. So do you want to set up a time?
You could call me at... 3:30.
Okay. Yeah. We close at 4, so I'll call you closer to 3:30. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. The email that you got is coming from me. It's charliemullenkamp@localsplash.com. So you'll get that, and then, like I said, it should have that full breakdown for you as well. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And then I'll call you around 3:30, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, John. I'll talk to you soon. Drive safely.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.